Gloria Ortega, interview by Tom Grimsey, recorded 3 March 1991.
How do you start a piece of sculpture?
My manner of working is totally thought out in my head. I never draw, never make maquettes. I make the sculpture directly about reality without outside information. There are people better informed than me who move about and travel. I'm quite isolated in some ways, but as Miró said, cuando más local es una obra, más universal es. The more local a work is, the more universal it is. I don't work abstractly. The resulting work could be abstract, but the general concept of all the work is not. The piece is thought out, but I improvise along the way. There's always something to change. I don't like static sculpture. I like it to be seen that it's work made with the hands in the final touch. The human part, the freshness, the spontaneity.
At the moment, your main material is steel. What are the qualities of steel that facilitate your work?
At first, I worked only in ceramic. Not figuratively, it escaped the conventions. Ceramics for me was an investigation, experimental. Clay is a material that hardens with firing. Steel, in contrast, softens with fire. Incorporating the two materials together fascinated me. Now I'm using steel alone as a way of winning space. Not concrete volume, but described volume. It's like drawing. I think space is a lot more than the interior of the sculpture.
Do I understand that you control the space outside the sculpture as well as inside?
Outside, no, only inside. My work is not closed. It's a work of expansion. I start with the closed, fictitious point that opens. I head from an interior volume towards the outside. It's an interior that opens.
How do you make it open? Because that's difficult.
I don't know if I achieve this. It's an inspiration. It's in my nature, and I try to follow it.
Tell me about the straw. With steel, you can play with formal things, but straw, that's another matter, altogether different. It can signify something, but it can't join in the same game.
Yes, it's a total contrast. I could play with steel and clay. I could integrate the two, but not with straw. The straw is something just placed there. I like it for various motives. To work with two incompatible materials interests me. Visually, they are so different, in color too. I like the color of straw against red rusted steel, and there's the fact that I live in the country and work there too. I have some sculptures that are architectonic, and others that could be farm implements, tools to work the land. I like the feel of the country, of nature, and the people behind it. Comedores de conejos, rabbit eaters. It's part of my history. It's a dialogue between industry and nature, more the rural than the natural. I started by finding elements in the countryside.
Steel is structural, but straw is anti-structural.
Yes, but I'm interested in this game. Straw is anti-structural, and I stick it on top of utensils, but I don't look for more.
There's no other rationale?
No, it's the more conceptual side of my work. It's the natural element. It's not gratuitous. It's got a reason for being. My work has this conceptual part. That's the dichotomy with the structural.
When I asked about your influences, could we say that your past life has influenced your work?